أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولسليمان الريح عاصفة تجري بأمره إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها وكنا بكل شيء عالمين ومن الشياطين من يغوصون له ويعملون عملا دون ذلك وكنا لهم حافظين صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about some miracles and ni'mas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to His Nabi, Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wa salam. In these two ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the miracles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Some, like Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, has stated that when Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had called for his horses that were prepared for jihad, and he became engaged in that, and his asr salat was delayed, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, in making tawbah and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made a dua to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Rabbi ighfirli wa habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. O my Allah, forgive me and give me such a kingdom that no one will have after me. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam this gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in these two ayats. Allah says, وَلِ سُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ عَاصِفَةً تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. And to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, we subjugated the strong winds, tajri bi amrihi, that will blow by his command, ila al-ardi allati barakna fiha, and to the land wherein we had placed blessings, the land that we had blessed. When we look at the different riwayats with regards to this, the narrations, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had subjugated the winds to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, that now those horses he had slaughtered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants him this winds, that now you travel in the wind. And Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had a takht, a board, on which in certain narrations it has been narrated that 600 chairs could fit. And on it was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam traveling. The entourage of Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and then even the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, and even the jinn, that is the obedient, nek, salih, pious jinns, traveled with Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. The army would place its weaponry on top of that board, and it would fly by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the destination that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam so desired. And then it also comes in the narration that all this would happen, and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would have his head bowed down in submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making shukr and appreciating this great ni'mat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given. There are certain narrations that also indicate that on top of this and on top of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause birds to fly so that it will keep Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam covered from the sun and the heat. And hence, in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Rabbul Izzat gave Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam this ni'mat, that it comes in the narrations that long journeys from Yemen to Syria, that was a journey of a month or more, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would cover in half a day. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُنَّا بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَالِمِينَ, and we have knowledge over all things. That this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah Rabbul Izzat had done it. Such a huge board that Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had, that was used for it, that was all in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and we subjugated the shayateen, the little devils, that became obedient to Sulaiman alayhi salam. They became submissive to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Yadu ulama have stated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam control over all the jinnat. But particular mention here is made about those jinnat that had disobeyed Allah, rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committed kufr, to show us the important thing that if they became submissive to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, then more so those that brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be more submissive. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect that these jinnat used to do for Sulaiman alayhi salam, مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ, that they used to go down into the oceans and they used to bring out the pearls for Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. وَيَعْمَلُونَ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ, and they also carried out other tasks, and it comes in the narrations and as in the ayahs of the Qur'an al-Kareem also, that all those major tasks that in these days requires huge machineries and cranes to move things from one place to the other, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would command his jinnat to do and they will carry it out without any objection whatsoever, without any rebellion against Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. وَكُنَّا لَهُمْ حَافِظِينَ, there was always the fear that these shayateen and these napak jinnats especially would rebel against Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are the overseers over them. In other words, they would not rebel because they were under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were those two great gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was granted the gift of the mountain, that the mountain submitted when he would recite the Torah and make the dhikr of Allah. Steel submitted in his hands and it became wax. Those were two very dense, tangible things that one could see. They were very heavy and tangible things, dense in its proportion. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, things that are intangible, the wind cannot be seen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted that to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the jinnat that cannot be seen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.